What I think will be amazing is the number of people who will see the Earth from above and see that thin blue line of the atmosphere and think about the awe and wonder of it all and think about what a fragile planet we live on. And it might actually sort of change our whole perception of how we relate to the Earth, you know, because it will be far more obvious how fragile this whole Earth is, you know, with its little atmosphere, which is so thin.
And I guess as a teacher, for you, this is exactly what you want. I mean, we'll no doubt get more video as well that is being shared. No doubt someone will go up on one of those trips and then they'll YouTube it. I mean, that's quite exciting, isn't it?
Oh,
that we could instantly see space and see our planet.
It will be brilliant. And if you think, you know, we had, my generation, not yours, Dominic, but my generation had the moon landings as inspiration. And that this will be inspiration for the young people of today to think that actually they're going to go and adventure and explore, you know, and actually go beyond space and go to other planets. And, you know, that's what will be the norm. Holidays on Mars, perhaps.
And this takes us to a different level because you're absolutely right. For you, the moon landing. For me, the shuttle launches of the late 70s into all the way through the 80s till just recently.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the new generation, they're not going to have that. So this is going to be their way of finding out about space.
And it's going to be so accessible. Well, in the end, you see, there's going to be competition with other companies and no doubt the price will come down so that, you know, it's not just for the, you know, very rich. It will be for, hopefully, for people, you know, the people I teach now. Not only are they putting up an experiment in space, but they'll actually be able to go up into space themselves, you know, when they're sort of my age, perhaps. You never know, it might be cheap enough by then.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And as excited as you and I get, there is that feeling that, you know, is it still another thing that is untouchable? I mean, we talk about the Mars flights in the future, who knows? But the reality is, at £130,000, that's a big savings exercise.
Yes, that's serious money, isn't it? It's not for the likes of me anyway, but I mean, I think, you know, it must come down because, you know, if you look at what NASA doing in terms of making it a commercial enterprise, and there's lots of people realizing that this is the next frontier, isn't it? And that they want to offer this amazing opportunity to many more people.